That's some funky bumper music. I'm digging that, man. Produced today by the one and only Brian Fargus is on the big board taking care of us, taking time out of his holiday weekend to come back and partake in this foolishness. So appreciate that, Brian. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob, and you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Check us out on our website, thegrillingguys.com. Barbecue Bob, you're on Twitter and Facebook and all those other places.
Yeah, it's Grilling Guy at Twitter, and, of course, the Grilling Guys forward slash on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. Don't forget to hit up our website. It's being used more and more, I'm happy to say, and people are asking questions all the time. It's nice to log on and answer. I'm getting better, and hopefully you are getting better about logging on and answering them, because I think for a while we got lazy and forgot to look, and there's questions lingering for weeks and weeks. We apologize if you are one of those people. We do not want anyone to be dejected.
Yeah, I hope you continue to eat before we responded, because you'd be pretty hungry.
I know. There was actually a Facebook question the other day. This beautiful lady asked about how to do a pork butt that afternoon. Yeah. Like, ooh, hope it turned out.
Yeah, now you pissed off her whole family because nobody got to eat because we forgot to answer.
Why don't you listen to a good show next time?
It's that time of year. I'm so stoked. You know, I go bow hunting with my buddy Ted up at Whipple Lake, and we have a mouse problem in the trailer right now. So the guy went up there and literally tore the whole belly of the thing out, everything out of the floor of it, and those darn mice chewed through the bottom of the trailer, and they're raiding us. So I'm going to go up there on the 17th by myself. And we're right on the lake, so I have water. I'm going to bring about 4 bags of thinset with me, and I'm going to pour a new floor in that little 1952 Trotwood. Our little tin shack in the woods.
So that the mice can't get through it.
They ain't going to chew through thinset.
Right, yeah.
I hope they try.
New set of dentures for that little
mouse. Yeah. So, nothing worse than having the mice break in during the week when you're gone. And well, there is one thing worse. It's having, like, some hooligans break in.
Right, yeah.
Trashing it. But
so let's talk a little bit about, we talk so much about smoking. And there's a lot of guys that they want a grill. They have a grill. They maybe have a deep fryer, but they don't have a smoker yet.
Right.
And you got an idea about building one.
It is. It's not my idea. I stole it years ago and actually helped a few people do it. And I've got, if I didn't have so many smokers, I'd do one on my property because I have a beautiful non-used piece of concrete. We used to have a big doghouse on it. And it just kind of sits there in the woods, and it would be a great spot to do this. But let's say you've got an old garage floor or an old chicken coop concrete area or just a spot you want to build one and bring in some pea stone for the ground of it. You can literally build a little smoker with just a few cement blocks. And I say a few based on how big you're going to make this thing. But basically you're talking about having a surface, and let's say you don't have concrete because most of you won't. So you just go borrow your neighbor's utility trailer like I do, go to the gravel yard and get a yard of pea stone.
Okay.
And it's the size of peas, naturally, and it's cleaned, it's washed, there's no dirt in it. It's just really nice floaty stone. And it's nice for leveling off an area. People use it for, everybody knows what I'm talking about. So, and then what you need to do is go to your local cement block producer, and they're all over the place. You can pick up cement blocks at any concrete yard in Michigan. And you're going to need, again, keep the trailer, because you're going to need to figure out the math on them. What's the size of a concrete block?
I think they're 12 by 6.
8. They're 8 inches deep.
Okay.
And they're 12 and a half, I think, or 11 and a half, somewhere around 12 inches.
Right.
And they're probably 8 to 10 inches tall. So what you're going
to
do
you're not talking to the mason, so I don't know.
Yeah. No, he's your landlord.
Yeah.
So you can literally just stack these things up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a U-shaped row of blocks to whatever size I want my smoker pit to be. And then you're going to overlap the joints differently each time you do it so that they kind of strengthen each other. If you want to drive a few...
piece of re-rod?
Re-rod, I'm thinking, or metal stakes, anything you've got, aluminum pole, something, through some of the holes in a few spots. If you're going to keep it there a while, it'll keep the blocks from moving, but they just don't move anyway.
You're not mortaring these. You're just going to set them on top of one another.
They're free-floating, and that's right. The beauty of it. You can take this thing down when you're not using it. So then you go up like two courses, and you lay a sheet of this reinforced grated steel across it, and try not to get the type that is zinc coated or what they call aluminized, because that will actually emit a poisonous gas the first few times you burn it. And if you do use it, burn a fire or two before you actually put any food on it. But just it's just going to be cold steel, you know, cold rolled. And
but a grate, not a solid piece.
A grate,
right.
Yes.
Because you want the heat to come through it.
That's right. Yep. So what you're going to do is two courses up, you're going to lay that sheet, and then you're going to put two more courses around it. So you'll be four courses tall, and then get a piece of sheet metal, steel, scrap metal, basically, the hood off a 53 Chevy will work.
Yeah, the one in my backyard, right.
That's
right.
Right.
Yeah, but the idea is to cover the top of that thing.
To make a hood for it. Right. And then down on the bottom of it, and this is why it's nice if it's concrete, because it's a clean surface for cleaning in and out. But down on the bottom, you're going to build your fire.
Right.
Now, that grate of steel, there's a couple ways to affect that. But if you wanted to be really smart about it, you could have your first two rows 10-inch block, and your second two rows 8-inch block, and then you could cut your grate so that it just set down on those blocks.
Sure.
So you had that 2-inch rim all the way around
right.
it. But you build a fire in the front of it. You push it back after it's nice and mature. You push all those coals to the back, and then you set your meat on that grate.
On the front, again, indirect
heat. On the front, and you throw your wood in the back for smoke, and you put that, and that smoke curls right up, hits that lid, and wants to exit out the front. And I'm thinking for $150, you built a giant, you can do a whole hog on that thing.
Right.
It's fantastic.
And they work really well. I mean, that's what smokers were before they became modernized when the cavemen were doing it, and it's time for a little bit of man law.
Yes, today's Man Law is brought to you by Bickey's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. The best pasties in Lower Michigan, guarantee you. And Tony and Tony brought them out to our party and came in like the Lone Ranger or the saving the day type of hero for our party, and just with a beautiful load of pasties. And gotta love people that do that.
And the gravy was already there.
It was, yes, yes, yeah. You made it.
Yeah.
You probably put them up to it.
Well, maybe.
Did you see the giant size ketchup I had? And it was Hunt's. It wasn't Heinz.
Right.
I don't buy Heinz. Before dating a buddy's ex, you are required to ask him permission. If he grants it, he is, however, allowed to say, "Man, you're going to love the way she kisses."
Yeah.
He's allowed to say that.
Well, sure.
That might deter him.
Absolutely.
Good man law.
Yeah.
Keep it in mind if you're single.
Let's talk a little bit about a deep fryer real quick, Bob. We got about a minute left, and
okay.
You said you got yours working again. What was wrong with it? Because I was cooking on it, and it wasn't working, and we went to plan B.
Well, thanks to the good folks at Kingsland Hardware, I had needed a new regulator.
Oh, okay.
And I had two regulators, but both of them were the screw-on for a propane tank.
Uh-huh.
And Sandy down there brought me over to his parts and accessories area, and he had several sizes. And I looked at one that was a little bigger, and I thought, that one's going to give me the BTUs I need, because these other ones are the basic stamped out jobs. So it wasn't delivering the gas. We couldn't, once we put the French fries in the deep fryer, she was dropping down to like 250 and just hovering there.
Couldn't get it back up.
They were terrible.
Right. Yeah, they were a little chewy.
Oh, you ought to hear it now, man. Yeah. So thanks to Kingsland Hardware and Cascade on 28th Street, right by the Cascade Barbershop. You can hit them both at the same time, and then you can stop at Pit Stop Barbecue and see Matt.
Right. All the great little neighborhood right there on the southeast side of Grand Rapids. But you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the holiday weekend. Be safe out there, but absolutely get out in your backyard. Fire up a grill. We got one more little quick segment here. We're going to talk about some vegetables on the grill for those of you that are not the carnivores that Barbecue Bob and I are. So thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
We got a fire going down by the riverside. Sip whiskey out and by living like